U.S. to UN, our aid is for life-saving interventions, not abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 20, 2020. The acting administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, wrote to the Secretary General of the UN Monday, asserting that U.S. aid to the UN should be used solely for life-saving interventions during the coronavirus crisis, and not for abortion or its promotion. As the UN and member states around the world work to address the pandemic of COVID-19, I urge you, your staff, and the UN's funds, programs, and specialized and technical agencies to stay focused on life-saving interventions, wrote John Barsa to Antonio Guterres. The delivery of essential health care is the first priority around the globe during this time. Barsa continued. Therefore, the UN should not use this crisis as an opportunity to advance access to abortion as an essential service. Unfortunately, the global HRP, Humanitarian Response Plan, does just this, by cynically placing the provision of sexual and reproductive health services on the same level of importance as food insecurity, essential health care, malnutrition, shelter, and sanitation. Most egregious is that the global HRP calls for the widespread distribution of abortion-inducing drugs and abortion supplies, and for the promotion of abortion in local country settings. Barsa observed to Guterres that President Donald Trump has made clear that we will never tire of defending innocent life, and that the UN simply has no business attacking the sovereignty of nations that wish to protect innocent life. He asserted to the Secretary General that the UN should not intimidate or coerce member states that are committed to the right to life. The United States stands with nations that have pledged to protect the unborn, Barsa wrote. The global HRP, and the activities of UN agencies and bodies moving forward, should use clear language and take clear action to address the real needs of vulnerable people around the world without promoting abortion, he added. Now is not the time to add unnecessary discord to the COVID-19 response. Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, applauded Barsa's letter to the UN Secretary General in a statement sent to Breitbart News, asserting the letter is proof that elections matter. Democrat administrations use the United Nations to push an abortion agenda, Pavone said. But President Trump's appointees have made it clear to the rest of the world that the United States under his administration is committed to protecting the unborn.